is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The father of the Winder, Georgia teenager accused of carrying out a high school shooting yesterday is now in police custody himself. Police say that the charges come from the father allowing his son to possess the weapon, even though law enforcement had once visited their home over concerns the teen was considering harming others in a shooting. Two students and two teachers were killed. More from CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Christian Angula and Mason Schermerhorn were 14 years old, both freshmen at Appalachie High School. Esther Matias is also 14 and a classmate of Christian's.
He was a very sweet kid. He did not deserve this. Neither did the coach or everyone else. And, yeah, you know, it's very unfortunate.
Hunter Biden says he doesn't want to make his family suffer through another criminal trial. CBS's Erica Brown has details.
In a surprising turn of events, Hunter Biden entered a guilty plea in federal court Thursday to all 9 criminal tax charges against him as the court was preparing for jury selection to begin. Hunter Biden was charged with tax evasion and filing a false return during a 4-year period when he said he was struggling with addiction. In a statement, Hunter Biden said he wanted to protect his family from being publicly humiliated by his actions. He now faces up to 17 years in prison and maximum fines of more than $1 million. He'll be sentenced in December.
GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump unveils his economic proposals at a speech in New York, promising to cut regulations and taxes. CBS's Natalie Brand has more.
Speaking to business leaders in New York, former President Donald Trump detailed his economic plans. Addressing the group in a somber tone, he promised to cut regulations and taxes and take up Tesla CEO Elon Musk's idea of forming a presidential commission focused on government efficiency.
Vice President Kamala Harris laid out her small business plans yesterday as both candidates gear up for their first debate next Tuesday. The heat wave gripping Southern California has raised concerns about residents being overcome by the hot weather. And KNX's John Baird says now there are wildfire concerns.
It's almost the perfect recipe for a wildfire. Triple-digit temperatures in some places, low humidity, and hillsides loaded with brush, which is why fire crews try to jump on any brush fire before it explodes in size.
We'll hit them hard. We'll hit them fast from the ground and air.
L.A. Fire Captain Eric Scott says one thing in their favor, they're not dealing with powerful Santa Ana winds.
If it was windy, that becomes much more challenging for a wildfire.
John Baird for CBS News, Los Angeles.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Robotic space rovers are on the move in Britain.
With the world's first fully autonomous robotic arm, this rover named Cody can take on tasks usually done by astronauts.
It's got these stereo cameras on board that take images of the environment in front of it. It compares those two images and it builds up basically a 3D map.
When it comes to maneuvering through tough terrain, even in the dark, engineers say this six-wheeled bot named Charlie is the top performer. The rover can climb over obstacles twice as large as its wheels without getting stuck or tipping over. Experts hope the technology trialed in both bots will be revolutionary, giving a big boost to space exploration and research. Tina Kraus, CBS News, London.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has sent letters to American, Delta, Southwest, and United Airlines, ordering them to provide records and submit reports on their rewards programs. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. A chance of showers and thunderstorms here in the overnight. We'll see mostly cloudy skies. Daybreak temperatures in the upper 50s, a light north breeze. On Friday, still a chance of a shower around. Otherwise, we'll see plenty of clouds, gusty north winds, and highs in the upper 60s. It's 69 at our studios.
Thank you. Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a
brand new shiny red super stock dust. And everybody's saying that there's nobody leaning.
Yeah.
from Pasadena.
If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Well, she's gonna get a ticket now sooner or later,
cause she can't keep her foot off the accelerator. Saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives right past and she drives right past. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
And timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
been happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
WRJN.
There's nowhere
You've always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, going out to anybody who wants to improve their money life, but maybe doesn't know where to start. Step one is just to look at your spending. That's it. Open up your credit card statement or your bank account and look at all the transactions and pay attention for just 5 minutes. Step two is to give yourself a minute to consider, does your spending reflect the life that you want to have? Is it getting you where you want to go? Which is why step three is really important. Be kind to yourself. Tell yourself that you can be good with money. The science is very clear about this, folks. Believing that you can is how you make change happen in your life. Today, I know I can be good with money. And that started with me telling myself I could be good with money. For more tips on how to save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Baby.
eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. Down on my knees for you.
Drop a
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The father of the teenager accused of a high school shooting in Georgia on Wednesday has been arrested. Details from CBS's John Dickerson.
Colin Gray has been charged with involuntary manslaughter, second-degree murder, and cruelty to children. Four people, two students and two teachers, were killed in the shooting, nine others hospitalized with gunshot wounds. They're all expected to make full recoveries. The suspected 14-year-old gunman is a student at Appalachia High and is in custody. Police say he used an AR-style rifle, the most common weapon used in mass shootings.
The accused shooter is scheduled to appear in court on Friday. President Biden's son has pled guilty in his tax case. Details from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Hunter Biden walked into a Los Angeles courthouse Thursday for jury selection in the federal tax evasion case against him, with plans to change his his plea. The president's son was indicted on 9 tax charges last December for failing to pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes between 2016 through 2019. Nearly 100 potential jurors were set to be questioned Thursday about everything from their political